Okay, so today we'll discuss the halachas of Chanukah. Mi'etz Hashem, next week I'm excited to spend time with the Olam and learning some of the sugyas of Chanukah. But today we'll try to give an overview of all the halachas, or most of the halachas, as it says on the sign, as Negeya for Chanukah. So during the days of Chanukah, there's a special mitzvah to be happy. And this includes not listening to unnecessary bad news. Someone comes to you that wants to tell you some bad news, you tell them, in 8 days from today, we'll speak. But this is an inyan of being happy, of simcha. The Rambam writes that it's the simcha, the halal, the simcha, which is either for the ness of the melchama, the ness of the shemen, or the Chanukah is a Mizbeach. The fact that it was during these days that they got back to Beis Hamikdash and they were able to now bring Karbanis once again. There's the Indian to increase Seudos on during Chanukah. And by saying Zmiris Shishbachais, or speaking about the Nisim of Chanukah, you could take the Seudah from being a Seudos Rishos into a Seudos Mitzvah, something that we find in different areas where there's already an inyan for a seuda, and it's not just the seudas rishus, but with shivas v'sishbachais, we could turn it into a seudas mitzvah. And there's a minhag to eat dairy throughout Chanukah to remind us of the nays that came about when Yehudas served the Greek general a dairy meal, and then she was able to kill him, which actually took place years before the Nes of Chanukah, but was the beginning of the Nitzachon, started then and then led into the Nes of Chanukah. Therefore, we have the minig of eating dairy meal. It's interesting, at the end of Hilchus Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah over there brings down from a Tshuvas Beis Yaakov that if someone throughout the year holds himself back from eating meat or drinking wine for inyani of tshuva, he's misagif his atzmai in order to be give himself some tzar, so he should be able to feel tshuva. Says the Mishmur over there, Shabbos, Yontif, Purim, Chanukah, he's chayiv to eat meat and drink wine. Yuzulash chayiv, which he actually changes from the tshuva. In the tshuva itself, it says rashai, but he changes to chayiv, which is a hidden Mishmur. But if someone's looking for an excuse to have a nice steak meal on Chanukah, you got a Mishmura for a Makar. There's another interesting change the Mishmura makes, where the Tshuva's Marshal, the Marshal, the Simpehe, he stresses the point of Simcha on Chanukah, like the Rambam, and he says over there that there should be gatherings of Simcha, that's the idea of making Chanukah parties, to get together for Simcha. But he says over there, vato mikvi uscha, shouldn't be mevato from your kvius, which means if you have a morning seder, second seder, night seder, got to find the time between them to have your parties. That's what the Mishmur writes. In the tshuva itself, it doesn't say it. It says vato mikvi usam, of those that make the parties. But again, the Mishmur, and in both places, akan l'shayna. Okay. But anyways, akopanim, that's the Indian, but the Marshal adds it tonight. He says, even though you're going to get together to have parties, but it has to be Me'uriv and Belula, it has to be Mamish mixed together with Torah. There has to be Torah over there. It can't just be a place to play card games and other types of games that are found. Bavin Sin Rabin played on Chanukah. You can play dreidel. That's also a minik. But he says it should be mixed with Torah. And that's the simcha, the adarav, that's our nitzachon over the Yevanim. That the fact that we're able to go out and have a Torah dika party is what they can do. So that's the meaning of parties. Throughout Chanukah also there's the inyan of giving tzedakah. It says that the aniyim would go around collecting tzedakah at the time of Halakas Neiris. Primogalim bases it on the fact that the Yevanim were out to be Mevato, the three Amudim that the world stands on, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. They wanted to eradicate, to get rid of Gmilas Chasadim, which is, so we do chesed, we give. Perhaps this is the makar that parents give their children presents on Chanukah. I assume it did not come from the Goyim. Could be they copied us. But it comes from here. We want to give chesed, we give to others, we give to our children, we do chesed. That's the meaning of Gmilas Chasadim. There's other minhagim, like eating foods that were cooked in oil, like latkes, donuts. Shlem Zalman used to say that the meaning for donuts is because it's deep fried. It's dough that's deep fried. And according to his shita and many other shitas, it's a mezainis. And no matter how much you eat, you can eat tons of it in Bikavei Sudan and still will be a mezainis without getting into the halachas brachas of it. Which means that you're going to have to say Alamichya afterwards. And he was bothered. He was bothered that one of the inyanim of Simcha of Chanukah is for the Chanukah Mizbeach. Where do we express anything about the Chanukah Mizbeach? So when we say Alamichya, we say Va'al Mizbechacho. Over there we're expressing the excitement for the Mizbeach, and therefore we eat donuts. That was his Chinese eating donuts. If you need excuse to eat it, that's your excuse. Okay, so now, so that's, those are the different minhagim. Throughout Chanukah, Al Nisim is recited in Berachas HaMazon, after Noida Lecha, before Va'al HaKol. If one forgot to say Al Nisim in Berachas HaMazon, and he still did not say the name of Hashem, Hashem's name, in the Bracha of Al HaOretz, then he should go back and say Al Nisim. If he already passed that point, then after Bamoraim, there's a special harachman over there to insert. There's harachman yasalon or nisim and it flies, and then you continue with bimei matasyo. Once you finish benching, and then you realize that you didn't say al nisim, then one does not need to repeat berachas hamazon. In tefillah, from mincha and erev Chanukah, through the end of Chanukah, we do not say tachnun, lamnatzeach, tzedek on Shabbos, and in Shemar Nesrei, we say Al Nisim. In the Bracha of Moedim, Al Nisim is the Berachas Haidah, part of the Haidah, we say Al Nisim, before we say Va'al Kulam. If one forgot to say Al Nisim, so again, as long as he's holding before the name of Hashem in the Bracha of Atayv Shimcha, he should go back and say Al Nisim. If he already passed this, then if the Alakai Netzah before Yul Ratzah should say the Arachman Hu Yaseh, and then say b'mazyo, once he finished Shmona Esrei, and then realize that he left out Al Nisim, he does not need to repeat Shmona Esrei. He does not repeat Shmona Esrei. By Shachris on Chanukah, we say Halal, the complete Halal, even on Rosh Chodesh, right? Even though normally on Rosh Chodesh we don't say the complete Halal, but on Rosh Chodesh Teves, on Chanukah we say the complete Halal. And it's important to know, in Hilchas Halal, one's nala to be mafsik in the middle of halal, as it did like the berachas krishma, and there also should be medakte to say every word and every letter of halal. Many have the minig to say mizmashir per kapitel lamed in tehillim after the shir shal yayim, and those that follow the minig ra, like many places in Eretz Yisrael, say it in place of the yayim. Halakas Neiris. So from a half hour prior to the time of Halakas Neiris, one already should not engage in any work. Example, hair cutting, works that are nimshach, works that take time to do. Or eating foods that are considered part of a su'uda. Right? Just drinking or eating fruit, vegetables, that's permitted. However, drinking wine is not permitted. And learning Torah is, of course, allowed. So one could come to Seder and join us. But once the candle lighting time arrives, whatever time that is for whoever it is, right, that was in the half an hour before this month. But during, once the time comes, then already learning Torah, we stop learning Torah, we go to light. Both men and women are required to light neiris. married women, however married women, are included in their husband's lighting and do not have to light individually, which is also a discussion, why taka don't they have to light on their own? Avhinu yubayisei nes, and some Rishayim learn, Avhinu yubayisei nes is not just that they were also in the nes of the Hatzalah, that they were saved, but that Iker, the nes, came through a lady, Yehudis. So, why don't they light their own? So there's a svar of ishtei ki gufoi, but that will only help married women. Single girls then should light. Chassam Sofer said an interesting pshat that since the Iker Takana was a Pesach Beisoi, by the Chotzer, Pesach HaChotzer, to the Rishus HaRabim, women don't go out to Rishus HaRabim. They stay home. So therefore, they had to stay in the house and hear their father, the husband, say the bracha from the Chotzer all the way into the house. So therefore, they did not light. They were just yaitzer with their husband's lighting or their father's lighting. There are different opinions regarding where to light Hanukkah candles, as we see here in Yeshiva. There are some that light outside, inside. Where inside to light is also where outside to light. There are many different svaras over here. It's a sugya by itself, where to light. There are those that light outside, because the Gemara says a Pesach Beisai, which Rashi learns means the past Pesach of the bayis of your home. Tosfos says means well, Pesach of the chatzah. So I have a house. There's a chatzah in front of the house, and then there's a Pesach by the chatzah to go into the mave, which takes you to Rishus Rabbim. So we paskin the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos that you light by the Pesach chatzah, you light by the door to the chatzah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. You light by the Pesach HaChatzer. Question is, what's a Chatzer? Is our stairwells, is the area in front of the building, is that considered a Chatzer? Bizmanenu, it used to be a Chatzer was a place which was an extension of the house. Gemara Babasar, Rashbam Babasar explains that they didn't have room in their houses for their refrigerator and their ovens. There was one communal oven in the chatzar outside, right? All the houses surrounded a courtyard. In the courtyard, that's where they did their laundry. That's where they had the oven. That's where they had the ice box, whatever it may be. It was in the chatzar. It was an extension of the house, right? Their issue basically, the Takana Chazal Masakin, was that it should be by a bayis. You can't just light in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. You can't light there to be yaitzah. You need to light. You need to light in a place which is shaykh to your bias. So is a chatzah, is that an extension of my house? So I'm lighting by my bias, by the Pesach HaChatzah. If I don't have a chatzah, so then I need to light by the Pesach HaBayis, Tosfos says over there. So the question is, what we have nowadays, is that considered a chatzah or not? The Briskrav, others held that it has a din chatzah, therefore they live by the Pesach HaChatzah. Another discussion is if at the Pesach Chatzah you need a Tzuras HaPesach or not. Some say, based on different diyukim and what the Briskerov said to two of his different children, he said different things, whether you do need a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, that's one discussion. But then those that hold that does not have a Din Chatzah, so then they'll light by the Pesach HaBayis. Others will light in the house, because they consider an apartment building, they consider the stairwell as not a Chatzer, it's not a chatzer, so then you invite the lighting nowhere in front of the apartment building. The Gemara says, Darba Aliyah, someone who lives in Aliyah lights by the Chaloin. So Rashi says, because he has no Pesach, right? He used to have to go in through, the Rishonim explaining, he had to go in through the downstairs neighbor and go upstairs to his house upstairs. So he didn't have a Pesach, so he lived by the window. The halach is also that the menorah should be placed, if you're lighting by a doorway, it should be by the tefach hasamach lepesach, because we want it to be nicker, that it comes from this bayis, that it belongs to this bayis. Zedin that it should be shaykh to the bayis, nicker to the bayis, so it has to be within a tefach of the bayis. At least the menorah or the box should be within a tefach. And Shem Zaman had an interesting chiddush, which that once you have one box in the tefach, and then all the other ones that are next to it, it's like a train. It's shaykh to it, shaykh to their bias. but the vart was nikr to the bias. Also, it says that it should be above 3 tefachim, within 10 tefachim. Some akev the vart of 10 tefachim, but there's definitely a hiddur within 10 tefachim by the Pesach Habayis. It shouldn't be over 20 amis. Shouldn't be over 20 amis, because leshalta be'ena. Again, one of our ikar focuses here is psume nisa. Psume nisa plays a very big role in halakhis neiris. The mitzvah of halakhis neiris is not just the ma'isad laka alone. According to many rishonim and many paiskim, if there's no psume nisa, you haven't done the mitzvah. So, and even if you learn that there is a separate mitzvah of ma'isad laka without psume nisa, but psume nisa is definitely an ikar over here. And we're trying to create as much psume nisa. So above 20 amis is leshalt ba'ina. People don't see it. So Rav Moshe had an interesting chap that he said that if you live in an apartment building over the fourth floor, it's usually over 20 amis. So then if you have buildings opposite you, that's a kiyum of the 20 amis. Shlomo Zalman held that, he didn't hold of that. Held that then he lost that. If you can't buy the light by the Pesach, you can't light by the chalansi, light inside. Gemara says, "V'shasakana, v'shasakana, you light." Manicha al shulchan, v'dayu Rashi toisna shasakana means it's dangerous to light outside. Lavdafka means they're going to kill you for it. It's not pekuch nevish, but it's dangerous to light outside. The Ritva learns that shasakana means it's sar, it's painful to light outside. It's cold, it's rainy, it's windy. Aruch Hashulchan says that. The assumption is that leitichu kolkach chazawar mechayvi to buy a box to light outside. So therefore, if it's going to be rainy and snowy like it is in our Medina, he says, kilo like an Eretz Yisrael. It's not rainy. Go outside. You'll see if it's rainy. But he says, our Medina is rainy. Therefore, by us, it's not negeo. So therefore, again, these are the different svaras that are mentioned. In the sugya of where to light, and that's where the different minhagim come from, and each person has to figure out what his minig is or what he should be doing. Similarly, also what time to light. There are different minhagim regarding what time to light. Right? Is it at shkia? And if it's at shkia, which shkia? As we know, there's the shkia of the goyim, the shkia of Rabbein Tam. Shkia of the goyim is by sunset. Shkia Rabbein Tam is 58 and a half minutes later when it's dark already outside. Or Seisak HaChavim. Again, Seisak HaChavim. Also, there are many shittas when Seisak HaChavim is. Whether it's 13 and a half minutes afterwards, 18 minutes afterwards, 20 minutes afterwards, 25 minutes afterwards, there's different cheshbainas. There's cheshbainas of 72 minutes afterwards, 90 minutes, 120 minutes. There's different cheshbainas of when Seisak HaChavim is. So first, the person has to clarify, is this meaning Shkia? Or Seisak HaChavim, and then figure out which Shkia, and then figure out which Seisak HaChavim. And then figure out if he's doing it at Seisak HaChavim, does he do it before Ma'ariv or after Ma'ariv? Maybe we'll say Tadr V'Sheini Tadr, Tadr Kadim. Once it hits Seisak HaChavim, you can daven Ma'ariv, so you should daven Ma'ariv first. Or maybe we'll say Psume Nisa, so strong, you should do Psume Nisa. So these are different options out there. One should figure out. There's another option given by Baron Cutler, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and Chaznish, that maybe we can chap right all the shittas. Because la halacha, if one b'dieved needs to light earlier, they can light from Plaga Mincha, which is be'erech an hour, let's call it an hour and something before, depending on the zmanis. So it's about an hour and something before Shkia, this Plaga Mincha. Then you have also, you can light within a half an hour after Shkia. So, lighting about 20 minutes after Shkia, or Moshe picked 10 minutes, I'll explain you why soon. But lighting within a half an hour after the first Shkia, you're still within an hour and something before, still within Plaga Mincha, the second Shkia. Plus, we picked the Zman of Tzitzchom. So Moshe picked 10 minutes because his Cheshmer of the Goyinim was 9 minutes. That Tzeis at 9 minutes. So if you said 10 minutes, if the shkia is like this, you got within the two shkias, plus you got a tzeis according to the ga'inim. Rav Aaron said a different cheshbon for a different number. The chazner said I think 18 minutes, whatever maybe. But they that's what they played with. Again, if your Akila has a minig, you follow the minig. Your family has a minig, you follow the minig. If not, then could be this is the best idea to do around 15, 20 minutes after Shkia to chapra in the different shittas as these poskim held. The neiros should be lit. The neiros have to light until a half an hour after the zman. So, if you're lighting by shkia, the best thing would be is if you could put in enough oil that should burn until a half an hour after tzeis. At least you get in the zman of tzeis. Now, all oils and wicks are kasha for Ner Chanukah. However, there's a mitzvah to use that which lights nicely. It's best to use olive oil the olive oil is with what the Nes Chanukah happens with. So it's a zecha for the Nes. In general, oil is used because the Nes was with oil. The Miri says as long as you're using any oil, other Shainim and Achrayim, many Achrayim write, or olive oil, because that's what the Nes was done with olive oil. But Moshe says, has a taina, if you're already getting so technical, then it has to be kosis. It has to be the first squeeze of the oil, if you can do that already. Agapanim, there's also a discussion if it has to be roi l'achila, because in Beis Migdash it had to be roi l'achila. Minamut b'ficha, it had to be roi l'achila in the Beis Migdash. It had to be kosher, it had to have good hechsha that you would rely on to eat this oil. So that there's no problem of tevil or arla. So it has to be roi l'achila. The question is, what's considered roi l'achila? Even the oils that don't say on a roi l'achila many times are roi l'achila. It just may hurt your stomach because it's acidity, but it's roi l'achila. You won't die from it. You won't get poisoned from it. So that's roi l'achila. But the real reason why people are makar roi l'achila, as far as I know, the real reason is nothing to do with this discussion. If it's roi l'achila or not roi l'achila, am I going to get a stomach ache or not? Is because the Gemara does not mention the idea of using olive oil because it's the nes. The Gemara's svara is because it burns nicely. And the fact is, the ones which are roi l'achila, cleaner, clearer, and has a nicer burn. It burns nicely. That's why people are makben on it. Again, does one have to? No, you don't have to. You don't have to make a tumo batter against it either, but you could do it if you want. Now, the neiros, how to set up the menorah is also different minhagim. You set it up on the right side of the menorah, the left side of the menorah. Then when lighting, do I light from the left one to the right or from the right to the left? If you're lighting by the door, you, according to the gra at least, you always light the ner, which is samach to the Pesach. That's what the one you always start off with. One that's in the tefach of the Pesach, and then you go outwards. Or whichever way, wherever your menorah is. But by the window, there are different minhagim. General meaning is you set it up on the right side, and you always light the new one going back to the old one. That's the general minhag. If someone doesn't know their minhag. Also, one should not benefit from the light of the neiros to avoid this potential problem that's why we have a shamish. The shamish should not be equal with the other neiros. It should be a little higher or separate, so that it doesn't look like it's one of the neiros. Now, before saying the brachas, one should light the shamish and stand next to the first candle. Whichever one that is that you're going to be lighting, you're standing next to the first candle. Then you say, you lit the shamash, you're holding the candle over there, ready to light. And then you say the three brachas. And on the other nights you say two brachas. And when lighting, you hold the shamash on the wick until most of the wick sticking out of the oil is burning. Now just one, two, three, you hold it there until it catches on fire, until most of it is burning, and then you go on to the next one. Some begin saying Haneris Alolo after they lit the first candle. Some wait until after they finished all the candles of that night to say Haneris Alolo. Again, each one according to their minig. You don't know your minig, then probably you should say it after lighting the first candle. There's an inyan to stay with the Neiris after they are lit and think about the nes of Hanukkah and get excited about it. That is, we say, Haneris Alalo Kaidishim, Elon Rishus Lishtamishbem, Ella, Lir Oisim Belvad, Lir Oisim. So there's the Indian to Lir Oisim. Makar Chaim says you should sit there for a half an hour. The Nesivas, right? You learn Nesivas, and the Nesivas says that. Actually, I made a mistake. That's the Makar Chaim of Sachem. The Nesivas is not the Nesivas, it's Makar Chaim is also Litvisha. And he said to stay there, to see it. Okay. When lighting, one should hold the sham, right? We said that. Okay, now, there should be enough oil in the neiris to last a half an hour after it says chavim. And some women have the minig not to do any work from the moment the neiris are burning until a half an hour after it says chavim. Different opinions on what work is included in that. Some men also have this minig, but generally it's by women. Okay, now, coming to Shabbos Chanukah. Erev Shabbos candles should be lit after Plaga Mincha. The Shabbos candles should be lit. On Erev Shabbos, the Neres Chanukah have to be lit after Plaga Mincha, but before Shkia. And over here, you should be extra careful to make sure there's enough oil that will burn until after Tzitzit Chavim has passed. Therefore, one has to make sure there's enough oil that will burn for at least, right, you're starting already 20, 25 minutes before Shkia to go until after Tzeis. Now, if someone's lighting at Plaga Mincha, then there is a preferability to daven Mincha with a minion first before you light. But if you're lighting 20 minutes or 25 minutes before Shkia, then you do not need to daven Mincha before, but make sure you get to a minion with Mincha. Neris Chanukah should be lit before the Shabbos candles. If things are running late, they can light the Shabbos candles and then they'll listen to the brachas on the Neris Chanukah. Matzei Shabbos, one does not need to end Shabbos earlier than he normally does. However, one should not waste any time ending Shabbos. Daven Ma'ariv, go straight to light your candles. There are different opinions. If Havdalah goes first or lighting goes first, find out your minig. If you don't know your minig, the general minig is to do Havdalah first and then light. One who's going away for Shabbos Chanukah. So, Be'emes, you should ask a Shiloh, because there could be different situations about when and where to light Chanukah candles, especially if you're going to hotels, which makes things even more complicated. But just in a simple situation where one's going away for Shabbos itself, so, since you're going to be in the place you are for Shabbos, let's assume you're going to be eating and sleeping over there. So that's your makom for Shabbos. Shabbos is, the Gemara Pesachim says, kviya. There's a kviyas. You're eating as a kviyas. You have a place. So therefore, Friday night, you can light over there. Matzei Shabbos, if you didn't leave yet, you can light over there also, even though you plan on leaving a little later. Some people will stay a little extra, the Malav Malka there. But you can light over there. If you're going to be eating in one place, sleeping in another place, that's where it gets a little more complicated. Where's your main place? Are you hanging out by the place where you're eating, hanging out by the place where you're sleeping, or are you hanging out in a third place? That's where it gets a little more complicated. Going away during Chanukah, not Shabbos. So just going away for one night just going to a Chanukah party is not a place to light. If you're going for 2-3 nights, so then we could say you have a kvias over there. You need somewhat of a kvias where you're lighting. Sometimes the etzah may be over here. This is your home. Whether you're here or you're not here, this is your home. You live here at yeshiva. So therefore, you could always have a shliach light for you over here, no matter where you are. In case you're in a place where you're not sure where to light or when to light, you could always have someone light for you over here. You leave your menorah here, or you chip in with his. But again, keep in mind, mitzvah boy, yaisami b'shluchai. And there used to be, I remember back in the days, because there was always one guy that stayed back on Shabbos Chanukah, and he made a lot of money because everyone paid him to light their menorahs. So, a lot of people did. So, if there's someone that's volunteering to do that, al-kapanim, that might, sometimes is the best idea. People go to hotels, it's very difficult. You can't lie in the room. Can't light in the dining room. You can't light outside the front door. And then what are you lighting? The lobby. It's Bimel Rishus Rabin. What should I say? There is room to be maybe Mekel. We have a meaning of lighting in the basic Knesses, which is a tremendous chiddush by itself. Tremendous chiddush by itself to light in the basic Knesses, because it's not a bias. Whose bias is it? Beis Medrash, you sit here more, say second, say night, say so, but Beis Knesses, which is used for davening. But the meaning became to light in the basic Knesses, and the general meaning is to light with the bracha. Very interesting, Mark Tzir of Yaakov Emden, in at least two places that I know of, in Hilchas Chanukah, he gets very upset at those that suggest lighting without a bracha. He says, lighting without a bracha, the whole mitzvah is to announce that this is for the nes. When you stop lighting, you have to be mefarsim the nes. So if you're not going to say shas and nisim, then you're not being kind, then don't light. Doesn't pay the light. You're wasting your time. The whole vart is to be able to say shas and nisim avisenu. That is the important part. And that's why haneris halalu is a chedek of that laka. The chedek, everyone says haneris halalu. Haneris halalu, and that's why we said some people say it even while they're still lighting the neiris. Because it's part of that laka announcing talking about the nes that took place, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is laharis legalis, laharis to me, legalis to other people. That's the mitzvah of here. Kiddush Hashem, be mekadosh the shem shemayim to the world. Be mefarsim the name of Hashem to others. That's why we're light by the Pesach of Rosh Sarabim. To spread the light, to spread the kedusha to other places where that's our hope and our goal to bring the ultimate, which was when Zman Mashiach, when everyone will see the light. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.